But before we do that, we're going to take another break. Rivers Hoopers up 29-27 over GMBC. To Kigali, Rwanda, where the BAL has heated all the way up. These two teams playing to keep their BAL lives alive. Rivers Hoopers lead by two as Sullivan steps to the line for his first of two free throws.
This is something that Sullivan should be focused on and trying to convert on the line.
As GNBC brings it into the front court. Kiadi has it on the wing. One of his favorite spots. Takes it to the basket and passes off to Chauncey. He gets it to Fabrice, who misses long, hard off the glass. Sullivan has it coming into the front court. He tries to drive it. Being in the bonus, he'll go back to try to redeem himself at the line. Here he see he has that space as Morey tries to cut him off. Sullivan tries to extend the lead. A little stoppage in pace. Here, both teams want to play fast, with the exception, though, Rivers Hoopers want to get it to Daniels, who's the big fella. GMBC comes back. Kiadi inserts it into front court. Kiadi gets it back on the wing. He surveys one of his favorite areas. Gets it back to Morey. Morey has it. He drives to the basket. Looks like it's blocked by Daniels and then saved to the Rivers Hoopers as Ben Uzo brings it into the front court. Long ball, which is tipped and missed by Odo. Robinson Opong. Fabrice passes to the corner. Rama Rasata misses it. Ben to Sullivan. The left on the right mid post. Out to Daniels, who wants another post up. Over the top to Sullivan. And then the basket interference by GNBC. Wait. Usher, they're doing a great job. The Rivers Hoopers are just carving them up and finding where the open spaces are and the size differences are. This Rivers Hoopers team against GNBC, which is much smaller.
And that's what Rivers Hoopers are trying to do, to draw in GNBC to their style. And at the moment, it's working.
Yeah, it's working well. As Rama Rosato makes the long three ball from the corner. Then Uzo misses long from about 16 feet. Chiodi brings it into the front court on the left wing. He goes left baseline, and Uzo knocks it out of bounds. Now the sub coming in the game. Alphagine Arnold. See, the ball is tipped. More substitutions. Vincent, number 10, comes in the game. The Rivers Hoopers. Number 2, Alal Lebeau, comes in. And the miss by Rama Rosata. Udo gets it down low. And the miss by Vincent. Going back the other way. Chiatti gets it for GMBC. Stops at 15. Passes off to Rama Rosata, who goes short on the baseline with a nice runner by the little fella.
That is a beautiful play there. And typical of GNBC, who like to play like that. And it works for them at this level.
Yeah, and great ball movement. Swing, swing to Ben Uzo. Look like maybe basket interference. But Rama Rosata again. The bank is back open. Usher, every time you're in the arena, the bank is open after the little fella banks in the three and takes the lead 35-34 as Sullivan has it for Rivers Hoopers. He goes down the lane line and finishes over top with the basket interference.
Well, it is getting heated up here in the Kigali Arena. And we have a game.
Yes, we do. I mean, you show up and it creates energy. And both teams are playing to stay alive. Well, this Rivers Hoopers team had a lot of expectations on them, especially when you consider this roster, having two guys who spent time in the NBA, and Daniels and Uzo. And
look at that beauty. Rama Rosata now is showing off. I mean, he just met the basket, and then he went real quick, shot that three. And he's bringing some good energy to the GNBC team.
Boy, and the turnover and the slam by Fabrice. We got a tie. Usher 37 all as Sullivan gets it on the wing back to Uzo, who goes down, hits Sullivan in the corner, fakes the three, and the drive pulls up short, both in distance and on the actual shot, which ended up short. Reese gets it to the man of the hour right now, Rama Rosata, and the turnover. Sullivan coming back to Uzo over top. And Sullivan puts in the alley-oop, tips it in on the fingertips. Fabrice long and makes the three. Up 40-39. Usher, Rivers Hoopers trail by one. GNBC is showing what kind of heart they have all the way from Madagascar. We have about a 1.7-second differential between the shot clock and game clock as Ben Uzo dribbles out the clock, comes down left in the lane, throws it out wide for the long three ball, which is missed by Udo, and it's caught and put back by Vincent to finish the half. Wow. What a half. You have a hard time arguing that there's been a more competitive first half, Usher.
We are back. We are back for the halftime. This is Muckbill Yabaro with Prince Nesta. We also have with us our good friend, Sheck Tierro, who is a former basketball player from Mali who also played in the G League, who now works for Voice of America French to Africa Service. Yeah. What are your thoughts, gentlemen, on this game? It is a back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, I would say big wow, man. Prince, how are you, man? How are you thinking about this game, Prince? Yeah, it's all good, Jack. My Lagos Abuja put it is definitely going down tonight. And, you know, I'm thinking Antananarivo in Madagascar is basically holding on with bated breath. Great performance, by the way, from NBA former G League player Chris Daniels, who really played well in this particular match, and he played for Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And, of course, he's been breathing fire, but Ramarasata, Ndranto Ramarasata, what an exciting player he's come in, brought some beautiful plays, nice three-point shooting, energetic player. And, you know, it's really been great basketball, honestly, especially towards the end of the first half.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. Look, this is the most exciting game I haven't seen so far throughout the tournament, Mugbe, you can confirm that, because this is nobody playing catch-up on the clock. Everybody's just running after the time, short after the clock. You know, it's crazy, like, how competitive both teams is. We can expect this from both of these teams at this point, because they do and die right now, you know. Everybody's playing like Mugbe, you know, we spoke about this before, you know. Little things matter, you know. Turn the ball over, they make you pay for it in a higher level.
Right.
And which is we're seeing right now with this thing, you know. If you turn the ball over in playoff time in NBA, they make it a bucket on you. You won't be able to stop that. Those are little mistakes that we've seen that both teams is cleaning that up quickly. And even if they turn the ball over, they make sure the next play they get, they are able to put the ball in the bucket. And which we are seeing with the both team right now, the Nigerian team and the Madagascar team. And to remind you that this Madagascar team did a tremendous job against the favorite team, the two favorite teams. They did a very good job against them. And when you take a look at the Patriot team, they beat this Nigerian team by a lot in the first game to start with.
Right.
And that game, Madagascar came back against them. Like, we thought they was going to win that game, you know, until the last minute. But you can see the energy here. Even the big man, when he snatched the rebound, number 23, Fabrice Mandingizu, and also number 21, Rick Lay Lubaki for the Madagascar team. If they snatch the rebound, you see that they snatched the rebound with authority and priority. Like,
right.
This is mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see the intensity on both ends, you know, because after he snatched the rebound, his elbow is just out. You know, that means this is my ball. You know what I'm saying? And this kind of intensity, if you start seeing it, you know, we haven't seen it in the beginning of the tournament because player was not familiar with the game style we have right now, you know, until now. And teams start getting familiar with each other and people start getting on a routine of playing this kind of basketball in a higher level. I think if they had more games, it would be more fun in a tournament because of this is only 3 weeks. So, as to remind you, it was supposed to be a 36 game, and they cut it down to 26, which is really, if we was going for more than a 36 game, it would be a lot of change as we go. As you know, NBA, a big team start with a big record, and toward it, before playoff, it changed because teams on recover from games and stuff like that. Unfortunately, they don't have that much time in this. And this game, they do or die, you know.
Right.
Anybody going to lose this team he's gone, you know what I mean?
Right. Sheck, no, I completely agree with you. I feel like if they did have that many more games, you know, the first initial couple of games, the teams would be starting to get their feet wet. And then, you know, as we can see, honestly, from the entire tournament, I've seen progress from the team, especially the teams that have lost have come back in their second and third games with a lot more intensity. They've probably they've watched a lot of film and probably seen where they went wrong, how they could fix it. They've come out completely different. And as for these two teams now, I feel like even with the Rivers Hoopers, they played their first initial game not too great, you know, but as the games have started to continue to move, they're getting better and better as well. Even though they may have lost both games, I feel like their second performance was a better performance than their first one. GNBC has definitely improved drastically. Having lost the first game by over 40 points, they have gotten better to the point where last game they had the Patriots, who are undefeated at the moment. They had them on the ropes for the entirety of the game up until mid fourth quarter. You know, so so it's lovely to see these type of things, and the tournament is only getting more and more exciting because as the knockout phases come, you're only gonna need one game. You know, so as great as some of these teams like U.S. Montesar, Patriots, and Petro de Luanda, some of the, you know, Zamalek, some of these undefeated teams, as good as they are, all it really takes is one bad game, and when it comes to the knockout phases, you're no longer playing teams that, you know, aren't necessarily supposed to be there. So yeah, I'm excited not only for this game, but for the game to come later on as well. Right, we have that Patriots U.S. Montesar team going up against each other. Man, host nation versus the undefeated team as well from Tunisia. Yeah. Talk to me, guys.
It's gonna be exciting. And dear listener, remember right now you're tuned in to the special VOA halftime coverage of the Basketball African League in Rwanda. I'm Prince Nesta, and of course you're joined by my colleague, my co-host Mukbilia Barrow, and you know, our former G League and Malian national basketball player, Cheikh Tiori, on the other side. And you know, our VOA is actually a broadcast partner. We are partnering with the NBA. And of course, remember, you can actually track the BAL tournament in Bambara, French, Kenyarwanda, Portuguese, and Wolof on VOA Africa, voanews.com, VOA Twitter, and our Facebook accounts. And, you know, just coming back to you, Sheikh is the only guy that I know who hangs out with, you know, Russell Westbrook and all these fantastic guys in the NBA. What a cool guy.
That's the name of the game, man. You know, I see these players before, you know, I was able to play against a lot of players in NBA right now. And that's an amazing experience for me that I will never take that, like, for granted. You know, I played against Anthony Davis in high school. And before he went to Kentucky, I played against a lot of players that are doing good in the NBA. And I was able to have some personal relationship with some of them. Joel Embiid, I was our nominated African on NBA MVP this year. He's a good friend of mine. He came right after me in Florida high school when I was graduating to go to college. And he was a very young friend of mine. You know, I gave him a lot of advice when he first came here. He made it to the NBA right now. He made all of us proud, you know. And
absolutely,
he took the game from 0 to 100 real quick. And right now, he's one of the best players in the NBA right now. That's not somebody all Africans should be looking up to, and also anybody in this league. And this is doable, Mugbeo. This is very doable. And Africa's got talent, as you see. This tournament is going on. A lot of players are I want to mention something quickly, guys, before we get out on this halftime. And, you know, this Uzo team and Nigerian team, I don't want people to feel like this is Nigerians always been the giant in a lot of things in Africa, you know. The recruitment this year, you cannot expect two, three players to carry the team. It's a collective game, which is seeing both teams are doing really hard.
Right
now, local players are doing really good, too. But Nigerian team is going to represent Africa and the World Cup, you know, to coming soon. And when we expect to see Uzo and a better Nigerian team to perform. And also Mozambique surprised a lot of teams, because when you look at the basketball history in Africa, Mozambique was not this Madagascar team was not this Madagascar team was not a big team. And I can add Mozambique on that too. When you talk about basketball in Africa, the top three are not those countries for sure, and they don't even make it to Africa for basketball. But they show some sign that they have a caliber that can come in this kind of tournament and really show some talent from that country, and which we're seeing right now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with your sentiments. I feel as though this main conversation that we've been having throughout the entirety of the tournament has been, you know, spotlighting a lot of these African players, and it's amazing because you see a lot of these young stars, you know, emerging, and with these NBA scouts and college scouts, you know, that are just, you know, going to have these relationships with these club teams and stuff like that. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see, you know, moving forward, even within the next year before the second NBA BAL tournament happens next year. It'll be interesting to see what happens in between, how many of these players are able to pick up, you know, some contracts, you know, some NBA contracts, whether it be, you know, shorter ones or long-term ones, or even just, you know, how many of them will be, you know, invited to these NBA All-Star events and stuff like that, you know?
Right. Yeah, I would add that to the press, adding to this NBA things, like, there's a lot of NBA players that come around, like, in this area, and a lot of African NBA players are aware of this tournament right now. And Bismack was on, the day I met Westbrook, that was playing against Bismack Biyombo from Charlotte Royal, Charlotte Bobcat from Congo. He was in town, too. I was supposed to meet with him, but I was not able to make it. And but he was in town, too. But all these players are aware of this. Gorgui Dieng from Senegal, all these players in NBA are aware of BAL Africa League. And they're all looking forward to be participating, be part of this excitement about the African basketball in the coming days. And I would not be surprised if we see a lot of superstars from the past, if things start opening up. You know, but the interesting thing that I heard from the president of FIBA, the president of Basketball Africa League, Amadou Gallopal, one thing that he mentioned that really impressed me a lot. You know, he didn't focus on a lot on the NBA coming to recruit these players. He want NBA players to want to come play on this league himself. You know, he want to sit to that. He doesn't want the momentum of the excitement of the African talent from this league to the NBA. But if the NBA won it, why not? Is what I'm saying. But see, the main focus is for why the league in Africa, like in Europe, you know, that when players can be driven and excited to go to Africa and the continent, and you always want to give that priority first. But if somebody else show up to get your players, why not? You know, and it's going to be the beauty side of the sport, you know. But he really mentioned about the fact that he won Africa. This tournament in there and competing against NBA is going to be NBA second hand in Africa, which is really important to me. And that really shocked me, you know, when he said that, and because he got much better vision than just promote these local players to the NBA. We just lose them. You know, he want NBA to even be coming there. If they don't get contract from NBA teams, okay, bring them to Africa League, you know. And that was something that I noticed on his interview with him, and that was very interesting that I wanted to mention here.
Absolutely. And, you know, I wanted to ask you guys real quick. The NBA has really changed in the sense that you find, like, there are 7-foot-something players who can really run so fast, dribble the ball. Talk of Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and, you know, they could shoot threes like Kevin Durant and stuff. Are there any players, you know, 7-foot or 6-foot-11, 6-foot-10, 6-foot-9, who are doing the same things, or do we still have a long way to go?
Yeah, I mean, we have a long way to go. That's right, man. The basketball, if you're 6'11", 7-foot, you can dribble, you become more dangerous. You see that in Kevin Durant. But we see that a lot of players in NBA, we have the kids from Mali, Sherif Aydara. He's number 5, like, he's 6'10", guard, you know, and he can take the ball out of the three-point line. When I watch him, like, I see him like somebody, a big man that you just mentioned, Prince, that can play outside the three-point line, and it's all going to end up that you see Antetokounmpo and Kevin Durant, like, a big man now, you don't want to just be on the post. And that part, I think if Africa mastered it, it will become a big thing, because big men from Africa, they only play post in America. It's blocking shots, very athletic, and run on the floor very quick, but shooting the ball, dribbling inside and outside, and the technicality about the basketball, the fundamental, we don't start basketball early in Africa. You know, we play soccer, which gives us a chance to run faster on the floor, and which also gives us athleticism to jump really high, you know, because a big man that can run on the floor, you can find it, your point guard can find you easy. We saw that with Izzo today, with Christopher. You know, when Christopher run on the floor, point guard will find you. And most big that I know from Africa that play in college or anywhere else, they run really good on the floor. And that, even coaches that recruited me in the past, they said that I got a good feet because the people that are guarding you are more quicker and more faster than them on the court. That will turn to be your strength, you know, on the court in every level. But if we add that technicality about dribbling and, right. and shooting, right. it will be tremendous, you know.
Absolutely. We can definitely yeah. talk about players such as Ball Ball, you know, yeah. Who is phenomenal. Denver just has right. to get him more into rotation. Right. But we can talk about this more in the post game. Third quarter is underway. Thank you so yep. much, Sheck. Thank you so much, Prince. This is Mukbil Yarbrough. We will be back for the post game.
On the wing, and the long ball is rebounded by GMBC. That ball was missed by Ike Benjamin. That ball goes out of bounds. I see an adjustment, Usher, with the defense playing a little zone. GMBC had a hard time with those bigs as Daniels gets the ball. Underneath the basket, tries to crab dribble, passes over top and turns it over. Eli comes back into the front court. Sin Chun looks at it from three and knocks it down. Usher, 45-41. GMBC leads.
This is the kind of energy that GNBC want to start the third quarter and see if they can open up a big gap against the Rivers Hoopers.
Yeah, speaking of big gaps, Daniel saw one.
Well, that speaks to the accuracy of the Madagascar side, who like to shoot the ball from behind the arc.
Behind the arc, you're right on cue there as Sullivan misses the three ball short. Sin Chan brings it into the front court. And Uzo guards him. Not a lot of pressure. Giving the guys space. Sin Chan back. Eli gets it, gets bumped, drops it off. Gets it back underneath the basket and over the top and misses short. Daniels gets a rebound. Rivers Hooper's into the front court. Ben Uzo has it against the zone. Looks over top. Trying to get it to the big fella. They get it to Daniels, who has it in lane. He goes down the lane. And he is taking shots and hits, if you will, as in body shots.
Well, Alpha is trying to play defense on Daniels, but he's struggling there, and he picks up his second foul.
Yeah, it's just turned into a game of battle here. This game is so aggressive. It's amazing how hard these people are going at one another. Guys, we saw a game the other day where somebody ended up on the floor to win it. No call was made.
Well, when you think about GNBC and what this means for the people of Madagascar, I was speaking to Kiadi before the game, and he said that it is a very important game for them, and also to show the world that there is basketball in Madagascar, and also to encourage the leadership back home to invest in the game of basketball.
Yeah, in Madagascar, I know basketball is not necessarily the number one sport. I think that goes to football, as they like to call it. But it really matters, obviously, and these guys are passionate.
They're very passionate. You can see the way they pass the ball, the way they encourage each other when they're down. And they really, really need to win this game. But the Rivers Hoopers also are fighting for their lives.
Yeah, they are fighting. And I know, you said it. I think it was yesterday. You called it the final before the final. But this is probably more than that, because you lose, you guarantee yourself not to get into the playoffs. So Rivers Hoopers bring it back. Ben Uzo has it up top, gets it to his favorite, Daniels, and then he throws it inside. The bang-bang catch and finish by Coco right at the rim. GMBC comes back quickly. Eli has it up top, creates a little space. Sin Chun has it. Everything that's happening is happening on the baseline as Eli comes and tries to pass it. And Daniels steals it. Uzo goes into the front court near the rim, right in the lane, and gets a nice finish off one leg to tie the game back 45 all.
Well, Ben Uzo, this is one of his best games so far at this tournament. He's looking good today, driving in, dishing that ball, and getting good decisions on the shot selection as well.
Yeah, as Benjamin Ike misses the long three, and then to Noborn, Sullivan throws the ball out of bounds. What about Daniels here?
Well, Daniel has had a very busy day today. He's assisting, he's picking those rebounds, he's scoring. And that's the sort of purpose.
Yeah, and how about how he's hurting them? Sorry to cut you off. He's hurting them without scoring in that instance.
And that is what he needs. And Sullivan, whoa.
Oh, as Sullivan gets the steal and finishes with authority. 47-45, Rivers Hoopers lead GMBC here in the third quarter. Sun Chun gets it to Eli, who does the little hesitation fakes down the baseline. Hits Francis for the long two. Usher, he stepped back another 3 or 4 centimeters. Perhaps he gets a three ball, but not. Daniels has it. Kicks it out to Uzo, over to Sullivan, who throws it away again. Eli gets it, does the Euro step, and finishes under the rim. Is that a five you're trying to give me, a low five or a fist bump?
Well, I phoned you another snaky player.
Yes,
on top
you,
of Stoglin.
Yes, you did. You pulled out the scouting pad and did find a snaky one as Sullivan surveys the land in the corner. Gets it under the basket to Coco, who is fouled.
That was a 1-2 and to the basket. Very, very good for Ellie there. And Sullivan, he's been very important for the Rivers Hoopers so far. 16 points on the board, and bringing a good energy and vibe to the Rivers Hoopers team.
And I'll take it. This kind of basketball turns Sullivan with 16 points here.
And 2 steals.
Yeah. What have you been most impressed with about this game? We had another battle yesterday, similar. This one here looks like it's going the same direction as Sullivan takes a break. What have you been most impressed with so far in this one?
It is the relentlessness of both teams looking at the stakes and what is at stake for both of them and for their countries and the fans back home. Because when you see the social media reaction, so many of the Niger fans are asking questions of Rivers Hoopers. Yes, they've not played competitive basketball in 2 years, but they need to deliver at this big stage and continue to show the world that Nigeria is a basketball nation.
Well, and a late shot clock issue there. I think that can be contributed to that zone. GMBC is playing. Look at all those bodies around that ball.
And that is the relentlessness I was talking about. You know, Daniels doing everything possible today to get that victory.
Sanjun goes by Uzo. Put up top. Francis takes it to the baseline. Gets it back. Goes underneath. Looks. Stops. Misses long. Rivers Hoopers bring it into the front court after the rebound. Ben Uzo takes it left. Dribbles off the foot of Francis. Gets it back. Rivers Hoopers. And down the lane with the pass. And the finish at the rim by Coco. He's hanging around there a lot and getting a lot of easy baskets at the rim, Usher.
And that's what they need. You know, everyone has to be on song and get this W today.
And the short long ball by Mori misses the three into the front court. Salui gives it to Ben Uzo. Ben kicks it over top to Ike Benjamin, who misses long. And who else? The man of the moment, Coco, gets the rebound and the foul. What do you think's gotten into Coco, Usher?
Well, Coco has gotten a good rhythm, and let's see if they can continue that in the rest of the half.
Seven to go in the third quarter. All tied up. Right now, there's a guy for the Rivers Hoopers, Victor Anthony Coco, who is the hottest man on the floor. Doing a lot of damage here in this third quarter, Usher.
It is looking good for the Rivers Hoopers. They've been consistent today, unlike the other two games that they played earlier.
We've got another foul. The Rivers Hoopers have had some serious issues before now, playing-wise. They lost to the Patriots, won the team, 83-60. Really struggled in that one. Chris Daniels only 2 points in that game. Totally different story in this one. As Sullivan gets his rest and gets back in the game, he's had a great run tonight with 16 points as he enters the ball into Daniels. Back to Sullivan on the wing. Uzo with the swing, and of course down low with the miss by Coco.
Coco should be finishing such attempts, to be honest.
Great call. A great call. He should finish that. He has the ability to do so. As San Chen dribbles off of either screen, takes it to the left side of the floor, swings it back to Morty. He misses at the rim. Daniels tips it. Goes out of bounds on Morty. Rivers Hoopers lead 50-49 with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Uzo gets it back, dribbles to the wing. GNBC stays in the zone. Ben Uzo tries to drive, kicks it back out to Sullivan. Pops from long. Usher extends the lead 53-49, Rivers Hoopers.
Well, 19 points for Sullivan, who has been absolutely incredible today for the Rivers Hoopers, and he will need support from his other teammates as well.
Well, speaking of terrific, Chiodi knocks one down from the elbow, the rainbow jump shot. As the Rivers Hoopers throw the ball around in the zone, can't get it to Sullivan. The great pass is missed by Salui at the rim, but who cleans it up? None other than the big fella, Daniels. Chiodi from long, he knocks it down again from three. I don't know what that is he does after the basket, but it looks good, just like the jump shot. Usher, and he has heated up as well. Uzo on the drive. Kicks it out to Salui, who misses it. And then, of course, Coco gets it. Misses, gets it back, and is fouled. So Rivers, Hoopers really do some serious damage with the rebounds.
Well, when you look at that, the Rivers Hoopers need to reorganize themselves on that side of the court.
Yeah, the rebounding, I mean, the disparity, 36 to 24. Rivers Hoopers with 12 more rebounds. As this game is on the line and gets closer to the end, as Coco misses his first free throw, mistakes will be exacerbated largely if you don't execute and take care of business. Misses both free throws.
Well, Lance, what do you think about the difference between the BAL and the NBA?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I'm glad you actually asked that. I actually want to get into that because NBA is playing right now. But one thing I noticed right away is the level of contact and aggression. The call, you don't get the ability to hit people as much in the NBA as you do in this league. And, you know, none other none better example than the Rivers Hoopers and the way they've played aggressively today. Ben Uzo knocks down that shot. And I know a lot about the Rivers Hoopers in terms of the importance of this game to them. As Sen Chen throws it out to Eli for the long three ball, and he misses. As Uzo comes back, brings it into the front court against Chiodi. And there we have another foul. That's an example how aggressive these guys are as Chauncey commits the foul there underneath. But, and again, part of it is the importance of these games. And I know Daniels has some NBA experience. Uzo does as well. But you know a lot about the Rivers Hoopers and their community and where they come from and how important it is and why we may be seeing this kind of aggression.
Well, you know, I was speaking to Queen Mosef, who is the media officer of the Rivers Hoopers, and she was telling me that for Port Harcourt, this means so much to have their team represented here in the first ever BAL edition in Kigali. And that, you know, in the general grand scheme of things, there's so many young boys and girls that are inspired by this Nigerian team. And really, when you look at the players as well, it's the same vibe that they have, and they represent that on court. And to win this game will go a long way for Nigerian local basketball.
I love the question you ask. You're such an elite journalist in your way, and I'll tell you why I love it, because in the NBA, to your question, that basketball, they're representing usually a town or a city. And the contrast, and I love the way you put that, this is on their shoulders really as a nation. It comes from a community, but in a lot of ways, they're representing the nation. I talked to Coach Ugo. He talked about that with me as well. So you're aligned well with his comments, and I love how you know so much about not only the city, but the country and where these young men come from. As GNBC tries to get something done in the offense here, as they trail 59-54, with 56.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Only 3.7 seconds left on the shot clock here, Usher. So they'll have to get a ball up quick, GNBC. Oh, and the miss by Anthony Nelson Severine. He gets it up quickly and back the other way. And also the putback miss by Sullivan as he grabs the right knee and goes to the floor. He's had one of his best games. This would be a horrendous loss. But this injury is something more than just a tweak.
And he's holding his right knee. Let's see that replay. Well, Ben Uzo passed the ball to
Solomon Ezra, missed that layup.
And you know, he tried to score with his left, which is actually his strong arm. And it takes him to the nickname Lefty.
Lefty, but how about
Baba Lefty? But he didn't finish that. And yeah. And now the Rivers Hoopers are wondering.
Yeah, and you make yet another good point. He's caught. He does not want the Manuel Gurney. But you make a good point about finishing. Had he finished that layup,
right,
well, you don't get the injury potentially, and certainly you don't want to blame him, Ezra, for that. But I tell you what, it also illuminates what you talked about with how important this game is. He's going to stay strong. He goes, looks like he's headed to the locker room. As Eli dribbles up top at the top of the key. A little spin cycle and finishes in the lane just before the charge line. They are bringing rain. These guards are, Usher, with these teardrops from all over the floor as GMBC stays in the zone. And Salui gets called for the travel. 17.2 seconds remaining.
There's always a good way that GMBC tried to play defense. And even if they're small in size, they do that very well, whether it's man or zone.
5 seconds to go on the clock. 2 seconds. Eli D. Long and good at the buzzer. He took his time. He looked, he saw, and he made it rain.
And he conquered. And it's game tied, 59 up for the Rivers Hoopers and GMBC.
It's also game on.
59-59, what an end to the third quarter, Rivers Hoopers and GMBC. Man, Terrence Sullivan is balling. 19 points, but unfortunately it seems as though he's tweaked his right knee. So he may be injured. Hopefully it's something he can come back into the game. Prince.
Yeah, we hope he's going to be okay. The Rivers Hoopers team really need him. And not only that, the kind of chemistry that he has with Ben Uzo is really fantastic, because the two look like, you know, the combination is really working. But, you know, not to take off of, you know, the performance that have been put forward by, you know, the Madagascans. Wow, my, oh my, did you see that three? Eli Randramampionana is just something else. And, you know, they have that fighting spirit and they're not giving up at all.
The thing is that this game has never really been an uphill battle for either team. It's slight leads here and there, but for the most part, the game has been within reach for both teams. So it'll be interesting to see in the fourth quarter if any of the two teams somehow kind of comes off at the very beginning of the quarter to extend the lead. You know, at the moment we're 59-59, yeah, we're tied up, to see if they'll be able to extend this lead and get a dominating lead within the fourth quarter. We shall see.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the person who actually plays defense really well is going to win this one.
Right, and lack of turnovers will be key as well, I feel like.
But that's going to be hard since they're two physical teams, and the way it has been physical down there, they keep on forcing the turnovers and stuff. But, you know, it's always, I don't know how you can prevent turnovers, honestly. But, you know, you just never know. There might be tricks out there, Mufin can show us, because things happen. It can take some time.
Right, right. But I like the physical game. I feel like sometimes the NBA is real. You know, the referees in the NBA are a little bit, you get superstar calls and stuff. Over here, it seems as though they're letting them play. It is very physical, two very physical teams. But let's get back to the fourth quarter, Prince, and we will be back post-game with Sheck as well. This is Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. This is a special VOA coverage of the NBA BAL.
To Anthony's defense, it just goes to show you how important a player of that size is for the Rivers Hoopers.
Number 21, Ibaka misses. Then Uzo with the swing ball, and I think we're going to have or going to have a travel, and we do. Robinson for the Rivers Hoopers shuffles those feet, and the throw ahead to Fabrice tries to get off a quick three, and he misses as Solomon Ezra gets it to Ben Uzo. Out of that zone, Usher back to a man. Ball tipped by GNBC. From deep, Precious misses, and GNBC gets it. And the finish by Fabrice.
He's having a good time today.
Yes, he is.
And that's 20 points for him.
Yes, he is. He's having a pointy time, too, meaning he's adding a lot of points to his total. Uzo pulls back, swings the ball to Robinson, who misses. Eli gets the rebound. Reese brings it into the front court. Oh, and the big block by Solomon Ezra. The little fella, Rallison, tries to get it off. And that block was beautiful.
Well, lefty, like I told you, he's called in Nigeria.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Is having a time of his life in that paint.
12 seconds on the shot clock. Eli kicks it. Number 15, Anthony Rasol misses. Ben Eich. That's called an offensive foul on the big fella while they're playing man-to-man and out of zone. How about that? You had an interesting look on your face. Do you agree with that call?
Yes, it is. It is a good call. GNBC are trying to make sure they get their hands on the ball, you know, when it's still up top, and see if they can get some transitional play there.
And the ball is missed by GNBC. Anthony Rasol back into the front court by the Rivers Hoopers. Precious over to Solomon Ezra. He has it at the free throw line and spins and misses the layup, tries to put it back. GNBC gets it going the other way. And the finish by Anthony Rasol on the fast break. And now GNBC leads by two. It's 7-17 to go in the fourth quarter. Ben Uzo shoots it in the lane and misses. Doesn't hit anything, but it's rebounded by Daniels. He ends it up on the floor, but the ball ends up through the basket. The question I have for you, Usher, after this replay,
Fabrice.
What a pass. That's true. What a pass and a finish. Just threw that up. But the question I have for you is, how long can number five, Chiodi, sit on the bench for GNBC?
Well, it looks like the coach has decided to go with his other options. Fabrice is doing well behind the arc, and Eli.
Fabrice, speaking of which, with the miss. Ame brings it into the front court. Gives some orders, barks some orders for the Rivers Hoopers. Arnold has it. A long three. We have a whistle and a foul. Solomon commits the foul. Moving. GNBC brings it into the front court. Rollison has it on the wing. He swings it. Babaki back to Rollison. Back to Eli, excuse me. Down the lane. Tries to scoop it with the right. Gets it back. It's a turnover. He stepped out of bounds and then came back.
every possession in this game matters. And
great call.
With the game tied at 63, you'd think that both sides would like to avoid turnovers.
Yeah, it's a great call. It does. Every possession matters. You've got to get good execution as Arnold passes up top to May. Swings the ball to the corner, and it's missed by Benjamin. Oko out long and drops the long three by Ike Benjamin. Extends the lead 66-63. You see the differential in rebounds. Talked about that earlier as Rollison gets it to the corner. Fabrice misses it. Rivers Hoopers. Benjamin comes up with the rebound. Amay into the front court, directing people where to go. Takes his time as Rollison gives him space. Over to Benjamin. Eli gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar and commits the foul.
Well, when you look at GNBC, that is their first team foul of this quarter, and they're not looking that bad on defense. Something that could actually work for them later in the last closing minutes of this game.
Yeah, and do you think there's opportunity right now with Daniels not being on the floor?
And the arrival of Kiadi.
That's right. That's a good call. So you bring on arguably one of the best bench players, definitely in this game. Amai has it up top. It's Solomon Ezra and the finish. He hits the nice basket and extends the lead to 5. Kiadi brings it into the front court. It's Eli, arguably his favorite target. Eli throws it off of Arnold. Can't grab it around the rim. 4:41 to go. Usher Rivers Hoopers up 5, 68-63. GNBC trailing.
Rivers Hoopers with a 5-point lead with 4:41 left in the fourth quarter. If they're able to keep this, that'll be their first victory for the tournament. Prince.
It will be a deserved victory. They're putting the work. They'll be very, very solid on defense. Although, you know, it's really just so hard to basically defend against such a combination of Fabrice Ndambison, Ramarosata, you know, Eli and Raman Pionona, Andy, Razana Mahenina. It's really tough, you know, because they're playing as a team. The Malagasy's GNBC are playing as a team. They're super solid. They're playing well, especially the passing game. And they're depending so much on the three-point plays. Especially the counter-attacks too, really working the fast breaks. Fantastic team. But honestly, this particular one, as far as controlling the game, just, you know, having that particular winning mentality, looks like Rivers Hoopers actually have, like, you know, that particular edge.
Right. Awesome. Let's get back to the fourth quarter. This is a VOA special coverage of the NBA BAL. This is Mukbil Yabro with Prince Nesta. We will join you in the postgame.
Three ball. Eli brings it into the front court. He's had an exceptional evening for GNBC. Kiadi spins around, gets it to Fabrice. He misses the short jump shot in the middle of the paint. Coming back the other way, Ma holds up one finger. Ball gets swung to Benjamin. Benjamin to Ame. Switched off. Kiadi guarding him at the top. Under five to go on the shot clock. To Benjamin from the three spot. He knocks it down, Usher. 70-63. Rivers Hilpers lead GNBC. Excuse me, 71-63. An 8-point lead here late in the fourth as these two teams fight for their BAL lives. Number 21, Precious. Excuse me, Ricky Lay misses it as Arnold rebounds it and puts it back. Cut the lead to 71-65.
That was a very timely three-pointer from Benjamin.
Benjamin has it again at the top. Dribbles to the basket. The left-hand layup misses high. But who else? Was that good by Solomon?